Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children. Electric Easy is presented by Bud Light Seltzer Retro Tie-Dye. Bold flavors and just great taste. Experience variety and fun with Bud Light Seltzer today. Q-Code presents Electric Easy, created by Vanya Asher, starring and executive produced by Kesha, also starring Chloe Bailey and Mason Gooding.
Verse 5.
Lucky.
Vector.
Nirvana. We pull up at the Ten Inn.
What is this place?
Home. Don't say anything to my boxmates about tonight.
So?
V. Don't keep us guessing.
His name's Lucky.
Hi, Lucky.
Hi, Lucky.
I opened my eyes.
He smoked Nirvana.
Of course he did.
Pretty sure he's a nerd.
Are you insane?
No, this one.
He's dead.
So has it always been happening at that Chinese joint?
Nah, the Easy's a roving party.
Because I'm sitting there like, you're wrong. Glamour is back.
Magic is back.
Magic is back. Crack a window, let that shit flood your system.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes, we can heal ourselves.
It's been a hot sec since I smoked Nerve. I'm like nervous.
Oh, I think I feel it a little. Hey, what would benzene do to a bio if you drank it?
Oh, trust me, dope. I was throwing up in a tub and shitting in the toilet at the same time.
Ew, that's at the same time?
Lord, how big of a hit did he take? Not that big, but...
They don't know, you know, a night on the toilet.
Ew.
They'll never know.
What are you two talking about?
Just bio stuff.
Oh, just bio stuff.
Oh, bitch.
Just bio stuff. Shit. Just bio stuff.
No. Women and children first.
No, that's...
I can't breathe. You bitch.
Oh,
but, my cheeks hurt. What I was saying was... Hey, what was I saying?
Oh, the Hollywood sign.
Oh, the Hollywood sign.
It burnt down.
Burns down, like, every year, but they just keep reanimating that corpse.
Yeah.
Good pleasure. Shit. Is that crushed velvet?
Right. I mocked it from the store. It was, I found the lost and found it. I can handle the acid rain and the fires, but girl, solar storms, they get me so horny.
Same. Seriously, same. Like, what is up? They should do studies on that. Seriously.
It's because you're both Scorpios.
You are?
I didn't know that.
That tracks.
Vector, huh? You gonna hit it?
I mean, we make up.
I told myself I couldn't let him go it alone. That would be too risky. The truth is, I wanted to trip with them. I wanted one last fantasy. So, I smoked Nirvana too. Okay.
We always had music on at the house.
Bitch, leave some for the rest of us.
Just smoke it. Let her smoke it all.
Nirvana creates what's essentially a shared delusion. It's a way to travel together without going anywhere at all. No map, no safety net. It's also the only synthetic psychedelic that has basically the same effects on bios and electrics. Except it gives electrics a taste of what was and bios a taste of what could be. Freedom from straight time.
Ow,
your nails. Get out here.
I know what you're thinking.
I leave you alone for 20 minutes.
In all honesty, I thought it was just weed. And no, I've never partaken in the Nerve before. But don't worry. I'm flowing. It's chill stuff.
It hasn't bloomed.
Huh?
It hasn't hit. You're not high yet, Lucky.
But I feel... So I'm just...
Doing you, I guess? Scrap me if I know.
Yep.
What the hell am I gonna
do? Just stay cool. Listen, just no matter what, don't let the others get into your head.
What? But how? What's gonna happen?
It's different every time. Don't think. Just feel. Okay? I'll be with you.
That's it?
What do you want? A lollipop? Damn.
Has it screwed up? Then I'm still just kind of excited.
Why are you so strange?
Why were you hiding in plain sight this whole time?
Oh, okay. So this is the kind of game you're playing? What can I say? The warmth of the spotlight makes me feel alive, Doctor.
I love that.
Nobody asked you.
I think your friends like me.
Mm-mm. They like getting fucked up.
Hey, what if you didn't play pretend?
Lucky.
You sounded pretty damn good.
Hey, for sure, for sure. I gotta piss before we blast off or whatever. You know, be right back.
Skirt?
Oh. Bambi nerves.
Cute. Well, listen, I am an ordained minister.
Shut up. Any holes in the veil yet?
No, but Hal is convinced he heard a waterfall on the other side.
Waterfall? Don't hear it yet.
Well, you know, he's always the first. Ugh, I'm so happy we're tripping. Looks like it's gonna rain acid up in this bitch.
Yeah. I lean on the balcony railing. Riz is doing deals in the shadows of the purple palm trees below. The crescent moon is reflected in the surface of MacArthur Park Lake.
Vector, is everything okay?
I can't tell if the ripples are in the lake water or space-time fabric.
The?
Mm-hmm. Why?
Your field is heavier than usual, and that's saying something.
You're ridiculous, but okay.
You lying, but okay.
It's her birthday tomorrow.
Already? Shit.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said it. I know. I know it's her birthday tomorrow. I miss her.
Zeph, you're the best friend I could have ever asked for. You know that, right?
Oh, Starchild, come here.
If it wasn't for, if it wasn't for you, I would have self-destructed long ago.
I just want to see you happy again. You deserve more life.
Don't we all?
Talk to me.
About what?
Well, who's the boy?
Just a stray.
But not a rescue, right? Because we don't have any more space.
It's not like that. He'll be gone by the morning.
If
promise.
You say so.
Yes, promise.
I don't know. There's just something a little off about him. Or I'm just not used to you bringing over Trey.
You just hate that he's bio.
You just had to go for another bio. Ugh. Seriously, though, I know it's hard. I'm glad that you're like, you know, like, looking to the future.
I'm not. It's not like
whatever
that.
It is, you don't need to feel guilty about it.
Shh.
What?
Hear that? I think it's blooming.
So, I hear people clapping. Does that mean something? Isn't happening?
I think that the Bambi trade is right!
I turn and realize that the lake, the palm trees, the sky, the whole city has been replaced with the coliseum of stone that surrounds our building. Every seat is filled. And they're all clapping. For us, the veil is falling.
Holy shit! Their faces!
What?
Their faces! Their faces!
I look at the audience members and realize their faces are shattered mirrors. I push Lucky and Zeph back inside the apartment.
Showtime, folks.
We're in bloom.
All right, everybody. Gather around. Who's the anchor?
I'll do it.
You didn't smoke?
No, I don't want to trip without Omni.
Heads up. Aura is the anchor, y'all. Aura.
Plus, they've been doing random drug testing at work, and I cannot get fired again.
Well, what does the anchor mean?
The anchor is like the designated driver. If you get lost, follow the anchor's voice to safety. The apartment is gone. The balcony door is gone. I am alone on a grand stage, lit up by the night sky, looking out in an endless sea of faces that mirror my shock.
A spotlight illuminates a lone glass cello on stage. I know it's meant for me.
Guys?
Hello?
Anyone?
Where is everyone? Are y'all screwing with me? V, this isn't funny, like, at all. Yo, mirror people. You know what's up, or is this just... Oh, shit!
This beam shines on a glass piano that wasn't there a blink ago.
Vector? Zeph? What am I supposed to do? I don't know how to play.
My stomach hurts. My palms sweat. I look around. I see the glowing exit sign behind the stage. If I just go, I can end this. But maybe... maybe I should just try. I walk over to the piano. I sit. I let my hands run over the keys. Huh. Guess I'm not that bad. Every face in the audience lurches forward. I look at the ones in the front row, and the shards on their faces I see glimmering reflections of memories. My memories. No. I look away. No one can know. I can't go there.
Vector?
I can't explain how I knew it was her, but I did. Even before the spotlight lit her up. Even before I saw her beside me.
I'm here. Feel.
Hal. The bartender. The electric cats. JJ. The mechanic. The conductor. Zeph. And we play, with ease that exists only in dreams. I hold space for them as best I can, and I'm rewarded by their openness. With every note, I feel their pain, uncaged. Zeph is exhausted of selling sex to make rent. JJ is paranoid that he'll be jailed for fixing electrics. Howell is terrified of getting scrapped on the street. The cats run from nightmares of getting tortured by old owners. The virus is here. With us. All around us, part of the tapestry, always. Neither good nor bad. Just is. There's also jubilation. Zeph's hunger for tomorrow. JJ and Howell's love for each other. Martha and Monk's humor. For a brief moment, nothing is missing. But I can't return in kind. For fear of being found. Accountable. I'm not the only one. Vector can't open either. This bonds us. the things we can't admit to.
The guilt.
The pain.
The hope.
This is ours. From the recesses, we find ourselves all alone in her bedroom, where I finally lose my shit.
I rub his back as the fog clears. The smell of sage lands me in the physical plane. It's raining. God, I hope he doesn't throw up on my white fur rug. I'm too tired for this shit. You're all right. The last of it will wear off any moment now.
I have to tell them.
It's okay. It's okay. Shh.
I wanted them to know, Vector.
Know what?
That I found out my dad was sick with the virus only after he died, and I never got to say goodbye. I was so afraid that the same thing would happen to me.
I'm sorry,
I hated
Lucky.
Him. I fucking hated myself. I hated you. Mama Diamond, I just wanted a home. I did bad things, Vector. I did unforgivable
I know you did.
Things.
I know you did, Lucky. But
I have never felt
only
that,
God
that
can
kind
forgive
of love
you.
Before, that kind of connection. I am so sorry for everything I have done to make your lives harder.
Oh,
I
fuck
hate
you.
Hate myself more than you ever could.
Stop.
I will do anything to fix it. I will make it better. I promise. Just let me
stop,
make it better.
Stop, Lucky.
I know this guy who forges passports.
I said stop. Shit.
I'm sorry.
Shut up! You Biles and your fucking promises! I want to fucking tear you apart. Get on your knees.
What?
Get on your knees. You deaf?
No.
Then do what I said. He looks up at me, eyes glinting with excitement and fear. I grab him by the throat. And I squeeze. I want you to make me feel good. Can you do that? Can you make me feel good?
Yes.
His heartbeat speeds up. I pull my finger along his lips. They're so soft. He opens them, wanting, accepting. And I lean down and I spit in his mouth. I spit on the diamond on his tongue.
Fuck.
Now take off your shirt.
Okay. Yeah.
His brown skin shines in the light of the pink salt lamp. He's lean and muscular, scarred. His body has no violence and pain. I can smell his sweat. That's what turns me on about them the most. Their smell. But then I see it. A faded tattoo on his chest. A compass? Of course, a lost boy would have a compass tattooed on his damn chest. What the hell? What am I doing? God, I'm so exhausted.
No. Don't stop. I take her hand before she turns away. I kiss the inside of her palm.
Lucky.
Please. I don't sound like myself. I sound like someone who is sure of what they want. I pull her down to the floor, down to her knees, down to me, till my lips can brush her lips, kiss her eyelids, tease her neck. I want to make you feel good. Take off her robe. She lets it fall to the floor. I bite her neck harder. Push her back on the white rug. I trace the lines of her inner thigh with my lips, circling the patches where she hasn't painted her e-skin back on, where her wiring shows. I lick her mesh. I taste the bitter metal. Her current flows through me. I can feel her in every cell of my body. I am so hard. I slip my hand into her underwear.
It could dig my nails into his back.
Slide her underwear off.
I feel him hesitate. Feel his breath catch within.
Push inside of her.
Going into me. Too fast.
You make love. I have betrayed the only family I have ever known.
I have betrayed the only one I have ever loved.
I stare up at the ceiling.
I'm patched, so you're safe from...
No, I know.
You want to take a shower?
No, I'm good.
No, I don't want a funeral, but a party. A party that goes on for days. For years.
Zev charges top dollar for what we just did.
I want to know what you held back during the Nirvana trip.
What?
What you couldn't share.
Why?
I want to know you.
Oh, God. Lucky. This was what it was. A mistake.
No, it wasn't a mistake.
You're still coming down. I think we need to get a few hours of sleep and then we just go our separate ways.
I want to know.
You want to know what eats away at my wires? Fine. I never got to say goodbye either. They put Sasha in hospice because she was so sick with Blitz. I tried to. They weren't letting electrics in then. But a nurse took pity, brought me up to see her after hours. But she had no idea I was there. She just kept calling for her mother. Mama, 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 mama. There. Is that what you wanted to hear?
I want to hear everything.
What is wrong with you?
For the first time ever, nothing.
I think you need to go.
Really?
Yes, I can't do this.
Do you really want me to leave?
I don't. No. Don't go.
Hey. It's okay. What if we didn't go our separate ways? What if we run away together? I know a guy who knows a guy. He can get us fake passports. Good ones, too.
Where would we go?
Out of California. Somewhere where Mama's dogs can't sniff us out. We can go to Tijuana, apply for asylum to Tokyo. We can disappear tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We get a head start.
Lucky. I'm scared.
For a second there, I thought I was the only one.
I can't stop loving her.
I know.
He grabs me tighter. We drift off to sleep in each other's arms. Lulled by the hazy promise of tomorrow, I float from this new dream to an old one. The sailboat called Neon was Sasha's birthday gift from Mama Diamond 6 years ago. I came with the boat, a special feature, a sailing teacher. Hi, I'm Skipper K5 Prisma. Thank you for your purchase. I look forward to serving you.
You're quite something, aren't you?
Sasha was an actress. Unmoored after another stint in rehab, she was a wounded lion. I would have let her devour me just to put a smile on her face.
Touch anywhere to begin, right?
She sure tried to. It was supposed to be a temporary fix, but we never came up for air. We fell in love in the waves of the Pacific. Sasha never did learn how to sail, but she taught me how to sing.
What do you want?
I want to travel all over the world before it burns up.
We should stow away chickens. They can lay eggs for me, and we can sail far away and never, ever come back.
Nobody talks like that.
History repeats itself. If you want to change anything, you have to change everything.
Stop it, Zeph. I know.
Rights for all electrics! Electrics of people, too! Emancipation, electric nation! Zephie! Woo!
He's a good soul. Funny name, though. Lucky. Because he doesn't seem to be.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
For what? I never lived before I met you.
You can't run forever. None of us can.
I can't.
Sasha!
I can't move my
Sasha.
Legs.
Sasha! Sasha, what's
can't
wrong?
Move my legs. I can't move my legs. Victor!
What do I do? What do I do?
It hurts!
Help!
Mama!
Help!
Mama!
What have you done to my child? What have you done to my baby?
Oh, God, save me! Oh, God, no! I'm sorry! I'm sorry! Please, God!
Time to blow out your candle.
I feel his hand in my hand. I squeeze.
It's okay. It's okay. You're okay. It's just a bad dream. It's okay.
Heat of the night. Light of the day. How wide is the gap between what bios mean and what they say?
Electric Easy stars Chloe Bailey as Vector, Mason Gooding as Lucky, Takuma Anzai as JJ the Mechanic, Benny Drama as Hal, Sugarlyn Beard as Aura, Sean McGuire as Riz, Jojo Gibbs as Martha, Benny Drama as Monk, Lachlan Watson as Sasha, Frances Fisher as Mama Diamond, and Kesha as Zephyr. Created and directed by Vanya Asher. Executive produced by Kesha, Vanya Asher, Rob Herding, Sandra Yi Ling, and David Henning. Produced by Tess Ryan. Co-produced by Michelle Zarati. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Executive music producer, Kesha. Music supervisor, Matthew Heron-Smith. Music editors, Matthew Llewellyn and Brian Kessley. Additional music by Sean Gould. Additional music by Matisse Evru. Additional music by Johnny Paradiso. Additional music by Patrick Balaga. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Edited by Ryan Walsh. Additional editing by Ariel McGrail, Neely Oftering, and Beatrice Noronha. Supervising sound effects editor and sound designer, Randy Torres. Sound effects editor, Bob Keller. Mixed by Randy Torres and Ben Milchev. Casting directors, Chelsea Block and Marisa Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz Miles. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Additional script supervisors, Emily Blake and Liam Hoops. Additional engineering by Neely Oftering and Beatrice Noronha. Production coordinators, Jack Friedman and Brandon Weisner. Host coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Kim. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Marlena Ma, Justin Kelly, Dagan Fricklin, Yadra Alisbahic, and Safet Alisbahic. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Electric Easy is a QCO production. Electric Easy is presented by Bud Light Seltzer Retro Tie-Dye. Bold flavors and just great taste. Experience variety and fun with Bud Light Seltzer today.
Are you ready for the ultimate Love Island experience? Join us on After the Island.
We're going back to where it all began, Fiji. Love Island USA Season 5 is making a splash on Peacock right now.
And guess what? Your favorite recap show is back too. Welcome to After the Island.
Join us as real life besties and co-hosts, Elizabeth
and Alex,
as we deep dive into each sizzling episode of Love Island USA.
We'll spill the tea, interview contestants, answer fan questions, and give you unprecedented behind-the-scenes access to the wildly popular world of Love Island.
Don't miss a single moment of the drama, romance, and unforgettable island vibes. Listen to After the Island on any streaming platform.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, no, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
Good note, Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.